This is Sheila Scarborough from Tourism Currents, and I'm going to talk about tourism blogging best practices that we at Tourism Currents learned from Visit Austin. We have found that CVBs and DMOs are starting to look at their blog with fresh eyes and a new appreciation. They're getting tired of dealing with one change after another on Facebook and on other social media platforms. These smart destination marketers are not giving up on social media, but they know that the only things that they can completely control are their own website, their blog, and an email list. So at the 2018 Marketing Symposium with TACVB, the Texas Association of CVBs, Visit Austin's Director of Digital Marketing, Katie Cook, presented a case study about how they made their Austin Insider blog their central content hub and doubled traffic to it in 1 year. So what can you learn from Katie? Two big things. The first is that focused content planning will bring you tourism blogging success. Making it up as you go along is just not going to work for a destination marketing blog. Blogs are very powerful online publishing tools, but they require a steady stream of quality posts over time. We recommend 6 months minimum if it's new, for them to work effectively for you. Katie's team has a monthly planning session to look ahead. It's usually held away from the office so everyone can focus without interruption. And breakfast tacos are often involved because, hey, it's Austin. Tips. Multiple people contribute to the Austin Insider blog. Staff, interns, tourism partners, and some local writers. There was a question in the breakout session at TACVB about payment for guest posters. One DMO in the breakout session said they pay U.S. $20 to $25 a post to hired writers. We've seen $50 a post and from larger DMOs up to $100, $150 a post. Usually that includes photos as well. Plus, those hired contributors are asked to share their work on their own social media channels. The goal for the Austin Insider blog is to publish 3 times a week. Katie says they don't always make it, but that's the goal, publishing 3 times a week. Visit Austin's email newsletter features posts from and drives traffic to the blog. The Visit Austin email newsletter will highlight Austin Insider blog posts with excerpts and then a link to read more. When partners want coverage from the DMO, they're often asked to do a guest blog post. Arrange in advance for this as far ahead as you can. Not all of your tourism partners are going to be really great writers, and they may need a little bit of editing work. Guest post contributor guidelines include things like a recommended word count for a blog post of 250 to, say, 400 maximum. Creative approach. They recommend that guest bloggers take a creative approach, have a fun and friendly tone, and use appealing visuals. You can go longer than 400 words on a blog post, but Austin, that's their particular guidelines for guest posts, is they want to keep them pretty short. If you go to the written version of this blog post on Tourism Currents about tourism blogging best practices, at this point you will find a Tourism Currents Content Planning Excel download to help you get started thinking about your own blog posts. You add your own blog's topic areas to it, and then note different kinds of content you want to create for different purposes. So that download is on our website in the written version of the blog post. The second big thing for success in tourism blogging is helping people find your blog posts with smart SEO, search engine optimization. One of the biggest benefits of tourism blogging, besides the control that you have over your work, is that posts on popular topics can bring search engine traffic to you for years. Katie mentioned that one of their posts from November 2013 about film sites for a famous movie shot in Austin still does well for the DMO. She sees seasonal spikes around relevant evergreen posts like those for spring break. She also recommends frequently reviewing your popular posts and updating them if needed, and writing more posts like them. For example, to use an Austin example, if taco-related content does well, then write posts about vegan tacos, paleo tacos, barbacoa tacos, and fish tacos. Build out that dominance that you're developing of that keyword. We know of another DMO whose post about local breakfast and lunch options, or brunch rather, is one of their top performers every month. And the post is several years old, so it also has authority in Google's algorithm. It's easier to dominate very specific long-tail search terms rather than broad topics. You're going to have a tough time breaking out with, hotels in Austin, but there are smaller search strings that you can absolutely be on page one for. How do you know what's popular on your blog and what people are interested in knowing? Dig into the basic information from your Google Analytics from your website. Use your Google Search Console information and your website's search history, that little box that people can type into asking questions, the search box on your website. You can look in Google Analytics and see what people are searching for on your site. If they're not finding it, create content that answers those questions. One of our top pieces of advice for success and also great for search engine optimization, make sure that you have a blog post that answers each of the top, say, 5 to 10 questions that you get all the time at the visitor center or that people ask on the phone or that they ask on social media. So a blog post, not one big post answering all of them, but one post per question. People are Googling those exact questions. And if your blog post title, if people are Googling family-friendly or kid-friendly things to do in your town, write a blog post that the title is kid-friendly things to do in your town. Give them what they're Googling for. If people are Googling these exact questions, in addition to asking them in person or on the phone, they're going to find your posts that provide answers. We hope your tourism blog is doing well these days. And if you come to Tourism Currents and look on the blog, we have extra tips and advice for you when it comes to social media and digital destination marketing to bring more visitors to town. I'm Sheila Scarborough from Tourism Currents. Thanks very much for listening today.